Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation today with an old story. It's a story that we probably read to our kids, or as children we heard the story. It's about three billy goats Gruff. You might think, what am I as an adult going to learn about this? Let's think about it. Let's look at this story from an adult perspective. Maybe you'll find something that is truly rewarding for you today.
The Three Billy Goats Gruff by Paul Galdone. Once upon a time, there were three billy goats. They lived in a valley, and the name of all three billy goats was Gruff. There was very little grass in the valley, and the billy goats were hungry. They wanted to go up the hillside to a fine meadow full of grass and daisies, where they could eat and eat and eat and get fat. But on the way up, there was a bridge over a rushing river, and under the bridge lived a troll who was as mean as he was ugly. First, the youngest billy goat, Gruff, decided to cross the bridge. Trip, trap, trip, trap, went the bridge.
"Who's that tripping over my bridge?" roared the troll.
"Oh, it's only I, the tiniest billy goat, Gruff," said the billy goat in his very small voice. "And I'm going to the meadow to make myself fat."
"No, you're not," said the troll, "for I'm coming to gobble you up."
"Oh, please don't take me. I'm too little, that I am," said the billy goat. "Wait till the second billy goat, Gruff, comes. He's much bigger."
"Well then, be off with you," said the troll.
A little later, the second billy goat, Gruff, came to cross the bridge. Trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap, went the bridge.
"Who's that tripping over my bridge?" roared the troll.
"Oh, it's only I, the second billy goat, Gruff, and I'm going up to the meadow to make myself fat," said the billy goat. And his voice was not so small.
"No, you're not," said the troll, "for I'm coming to gobble you up."
"Oh, please don't take me. Wait a little till the third billy goat, Gruff, comes. He's much bigger."
"Very well. Be off with you," said the troll.
Then up came the third billy goat, Gruff.
Trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap, went the bridge. The third billy goat, Gruff, was so heavy that the bridge creaked and groaned under him.
"Who's that tramping over my bridge?" roared the troll.
"It is I, the big billy goat, Gruff," said the billy goat, and his voice was as loud as the troll's.
"Now I'm coming to gobble you up," roared the troll.
"Well, come along," said the big billy goat, Gruff.
"I've got two horns and four hard hooves. See what you can do."
So up climbed that mean, ugly troll, and the big billy goat, Gruff, butted him with his horns, and he trampled him with his hard hooves, and he tossed him over the bridge and into the rushing river. Then the big billy goat, Gruff, went up the hillside to join his brothers. In the meadow, the three billy goats, Gruff, got so fat that they could hardly walk home again. They are probably there yet.
You know, sometimes the smarter thing we can do is to defer to our more powerful allies. and trouble comes a-brewing, there's no shame in calling for help. Please use the rest of this meditation to consider, why is it that I'm so reluctant to ask for help?